The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One day Jesus was teaching. Pharisees and teachers of law would come from every village of Galilee in Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there. And the power of the Lord was with him for healing. And some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They're trying to bring him in and set him in his presence. But not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on the stretcher through the tiles into the middle in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." Then the scribes and Pharisees began to ask themselves, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them in reply, "What are you thinking in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the one who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He stood up immediately before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home glorifying God. And astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God. And struck with awe, they said, "We have seen incredible things today." The Gospel of the Lord. Many beautiful lessons. First lesson is, those who carried the paralyzed man on the stretcher. There's a lot in that. And we see in these friends of the paralyzed man, we see just a lot of love that they had for their friend that was suffering so much. They had love and compassion to see him suffering so much that they're willing to do anything to seek and to procure his healing. Another beautiful attitude that they had was that of faith. They really believed that Jesus was the ultimate source of healing for this man. They believed. Faith. The third is that they made a real effort. They had to carry this man on a stretcher. Say, for example, the man maybe weighed 180 pounds and they had to carry him a mile. They probably had calluses on their hands, if not blisters. So I think we can apply this to us, who know many of our friends are spiritually paralyzed. They're spiritual paralytics. We have love for them. We have compassion on them. We have faith that someone can heal them. And who's going to heal them is Jesus Christ. And also we make an effort to heal these people spiritually by coming to Mass, by praying. What is the mat that we place them on? The mat that we place them on is on the altar. The altar is the mat. And the altar of the mat is going to be lifted up and lowered down in the consecration in the Mass. And who comes present then is Jesus the healer, is truly present at all times, but especially in the moment of consecration when he becomes truly present in his body, blood, soul, and divinity. So that's the first thing you can meditate upon, is the beautiful attitude of these friends of the paralytic. And we know many paralytics. We ourselves are paralytics also, at least spiritually. Next is the attitude of Jesus. Now we look at Jesus here. Says that he is able to read the thoughts of the people. Now Jesus knows our thoughts. He knows our thoughts. He knows our desires. He knows our feelings. He knows our emotions. He knows us through and through. So we should try to do everything aware of the presence of Jesus Christ. Nothing escapes his eyes. Now Jesus is going to heal this man. But the healing is double. Jesus is looking at the totality of this man. What's interesting is that Jesus, what does he do? He first heals the sins of this man. And then he heals his body. So there we have a very important lesson for all of us. We have a body, we have a soul, called a composite nature, body and soul. In this time of Advent, we're only less than 3 weeks away from Christmas, it's a time which we want to ask ourselves. What is our priority? Our body or our soul? What's that? You got it. 99% of the people in the world, obviously, their body is the priority. The material prevails over the spiritual. The temporal prevails over the eternal. What you can see prevails over what you cannot see. What you can touch, taste, feel, our senses prevail over our spiritual nature. So Advent is a time in which we want to go beyond the mere material and physical. We want to give priority to our spiritual life as well as our soul. Remember what Jesus says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and he loses his soul? What does it profit a man? Those are the words that St. Ignatius said to St. Francis Xavier, whose feast day we celebrated on Saturday. What would it profit a man to gain the whole world if he loses his soul in the process? And Jesus says to the man, get up, take your mat, and leave. And this paralytic was able to get up, take his mat, and leave in the presence of all the people. And they glorified Christ for having healed this man. So today it's a good idea to recognize that there's a mat. The mat is the altar. And I think we have to recognize also that not only are our friends paralytics, but we are also paralytics. We all have our own moral failures, our limitations, our struggles, our temptations, our sins. But we know that Jesus Christ is stronger than our weakness. This Thursday we'll be celebrating the feast day of the Immaculate Conception. This was proclaimed in 1854. In 1858, a lady appeared in Lourdes, France. She appeared to Saint Bernadette. And after many apparitions, she revealed her identity. And her name was, I am the Immaculate Conception. And of all the places in the world where there is abundant healing, it is found in Lourdes, France. If you've ever been to Lourdes, France, you notice how many miracles have happened there, not simply by the miraculous waters. But did you know that the most cures happen when the Eucharistic procession is happening as the sun goes down. The priest is carrying the Blessed Sacrament. The priest is blessing the people with the Blessed Sacrament. And that's that's when most of the cures come about. So Our Lady heals and Our Lord heals. So let us place ourselves on this mat this morning. And maybe place two or three people that you know that are very far away from God. People that are maybe successful materially. Maybe they got a lot of friends. Maybe they got a big house. Maybe they got a big bank account. Maybe they're famous, but they're spiritually bankrupt and spiritual paralytics. Let's place them on the altar so that Jesus Christ, who came to heal, will heal them and save them. Amen.